Portal quarterback recruiting is already heating up, and there's a pretty interesting name tied to Auburn.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Friday, the end of the week, and guess what? There's no game tomorrow, so I don't know what to do anymore. I don't know what to do over the weekend. I guess we'll watch the SEC Championship and maybe talk about it. Who knows? But the talk of the town, now that signing day is over, is going to be about the portal. And obviously the big one at Auburn is who's going to be the portal quarterback. Who's going to be the quarterback that you chase in the portal? A lot of names are entering. A lot of intriguing names are entering. There's a couple that are actually even interesting that have ties to Auburn. They say that, you know, Auburn's going to be in the conversation. And we're going to talk about one of those today in just a moment. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a 300% deposit bonus in the casino. That's right. Give them whatever you give them. Multiply it by three. You get that back in free play. Go win big in the casino. Take it over to the sports book and then bet anything you can, your little heart can imagine. Any sport you can imagine, any way you want to bet it. Check them out. mybookie.ag. The portal hasn't even opened yet. It opens on Monday or midnight Monday. But players left and right are announcing their intentions to enter the portal. And then I guess, obviously, you'll be able to legally contact them after midnight on Monday. So quarterback is going to be the topic of conversation, the big one to watch for Auburn, because of how much importance there's going to be on this 2025 season, given how the previous two have resulted. And you can kind of point to a number of things, but obviously quarterback play is something that's going to be very important to fix moving forward, among other things. But definitely want to quarterback play, the term quarterback play may be not necessarily the best term, but just performance from the quarterback and the connection between the quarterback and the coach, that's got to be fixed. And that's what we're going to be talking about until it's done. So one interesting prospect that has announced his intentions to enter the portal that is tied to Auburn, that I think is a very intriguing prospect, is Jackson Arnold from Oklahoma. And I know a lot of you are probably thinking, oh my gosh, what are we doing? But the more I look into this, the more I look into him, I want to talk about a lot of the things, obviously, that I've learned. And then just in general, when you're looking at portal quarterbacks, what I think Auburn needs to be looking for. And it's not just necessarily the stat sheet. So right off the bat, If you don't follow Jackson, if you haven't followed his career at all, he was a five-star plus player. He was a composite five-star. So in other words, every single site that rates quarterbacks, he was a five-star on it. He was the number eight overall player, not the number eight quarterback, the number eight overall player in the 2023 class. And he signed with Oklahoma. So right off the bat, there was a consensus on this kid's good. This kid can play. And typically those guys have a very high success rate. You don't get those ratings by just being average. He was elite at the high school level. He got his first start, I believe, his first start at Oklahoma was their bowl game against a very, very good, very, very good Arizona team. That was the year that Arizona was really good, and then their coach left. I think it took the Washington job. So I think they won 10-plus games in that season. So he went up against a very good opponent in the bowl game, threw for 360 yards in his very first start. It was so they rallied around him, and he was so impressive that after that one start, he became a team captain. They took him to SEC Media Days. So clearly he's a good representative of that team. And I think it's some, I think that's definitely something to look into. That's definitely something to note that he impressed his team enough to become a team captain after one game. Now, if you recruit off of the stat book, okay, if you just look at the stat book, Oklahoma was really bad on offense this year. So the production from the quarterback position from Jackson and that this past season is something that I can understand would be very, very, I guess, concerning to say the least. But I don't think stats always tell the story. They give you good context. They give you something definitely to look at, but they do not tell the whole story. And if the quarterback that we look at, if the quarterback that Auburn takes to make you happy has to have better stats than Peyton Thorne, I hear a lot of Peyton Thorne 2.0 type stuff whenever anybody is mentioned. If the stats have to be better, then I got news for you. There's not going to be many quarterbacks out there that you're going to be happy with. You got two playoff quarterbacks, Riley Leonard and Will Howard, that their stats, Peyton's stats were better than Will Howard. And then if he plays the third game, if he plays the New Mexico game, never gets benched, his stats are going to be much more impressive than Riley Leonard's before he transferred. And both of those quarterbacks, I think we would have taken, you would have been very fired up to take last offseason. Again, both had similar or worse stats to Peyton last year. And then Jaden Daniels. Go look at Jaden Daniels' season before he went to LSU. 10 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, I think 2,300 yards passing. Sometimes stats don't tell the whole story. Sometimes the box score, you have to look a little bit deeper than just the box score. And that goes for any sport, but definitely when you're talking about picking your quarterback for the future or digging in and trying to evaluate players to take in high school and in, obviously, the portal, which is what we're talking about right now. Arm strength, he's got it. Obviously, you can't be a five-star plus player unless you have a good arm, and he can make all the throws. I watched a lot of film on him over the last 24 hours, good and bad. And arm strength is definitely not is something that you have to worry about. He can make the deep throws. He can make the NFL throws, the ones that are the long 15 yard across the field dig routes. I mean, he can make all the out routes. He can make all those throws. The ball doesn't really float. He can drive it. I like his arm strength. The biggest thing, one of the things I like about him the most is that he can throw from multiple angles, multiple release points. When you're running an RPO and you got to pull it quick and get one out, a lot of times you're not going to have the most perfect fundamentals. I think about Pat Mahomes and how he is so dynamic because he can throw the ball, from multiple slots. He can throw it from the side. He can throw it over the top. He can do whatever he's got to do from any angle to be able to get the ball out, and he can still be accurate. Now, I'm by no means comparing him to Pat Mahomes, but I'm saying that's sort of the line of thinking. That's sort of the example that I'm giving you of you watch how he is able to run that read and pull it and hit that, whether it's a stand-up route right at the line of scrimmage to a wide receiver, the slant, a deep ball, doesn't matter. He can get it out quick, and it doesn't have to be the perfect fundamental every time. He's just kind of an athlete. When he throws the ball, it's just an athletic move. It's just natural. Something that I think, again, Hugh needs. Hugh needs that. You need to have somebody that can do that because of the way the offense is run. I think from a running perspective, he is a very – first off, he's a willing runner, okay? In other words, it's not I'm reluctant to get that first step. And then after I'm reluctant and get that first step, I can do okay. No, this guy's a willing runner. And when he sees a hole, when he sees the opportunity, he can explode through it. I liked Peyton as a runner, but sometimes I felt he was a little reluctant. And some of that could have been because he got banged up a little bit towards the end of the year. And I'm sure he was beat to death. I know he was beat to death. But Jackson seems more of a decisive, willing runner, physical runner, and he's got above average speed. He's a good runner. I mean, the Alabama game, I think he had somewhere around like 130 to 150 yards on a pile of carries. I mean, I'm sure he took a beating. Physical, very, very willing to run. Believe it or not, after that, this whole season, the whole way that offense played out, he rarely turned the ball over. Only threw three interceptions in that dysfunctional offense. Only three interceptions. So he protects the ball, makes good decisions. And on top of that, completed a high percentage of his passes. You would imagine that, you know, if you look at it and you only have 1,400 yards passing, you're like, man, he must either be inaccurate or, you know, turn the ball over or what's the deal? Not throw it a lot. No, he threw the ball a lot. He just made the right decisions and he protected the ball. Their just offense was just a mess. I mean, you look at everything that happened to them. They had four receivers that were their guys going into the year. Nick Anderson, who coincidentally is also in the portal, who could be definitely someone to watch, was a freshman phenom, had 10 touchdowns, missed the whole year the year prior. Jahlil Farouk also had a big year the year prior. I think he played one or two games. Deion Burks was lighting it up the first four games. He was their go-to guy. First four games, he had somewhere in the neighborhood of 250 to 300 yards in the first four games, out for the rest of the year. Andrew Anthony, another guy. So basically their top four guys were completely out for the whole year. So just imagine this, that as bad as the offense was at times, just imagine if Cam was out, Malcolm was out, and Keandre Lambert-Smith was out. What would that offense look like? I think it'd probably look a whole lot like last year. You know what I mean? And coincidentally, Peyton's numbers were very similar to Peyton's numbers last year were probably pretty similar to Jackson's this year. So I say all that to say, and then obviously they had a bunch of injuries on the offensive line. Their offensive coordinator was fired. They talked about how much of a disaster that offensive coordinator fit was. They benched Jackson, then went back to him because they just couldn't ever. They went back to him, I think, after they fired the offensive coordinator, and then they actually were able to find something that could work with the personnel that they had with the read option and using Jackson as a runner. So I say all that to say, if you get locked in on stat sheets, you're going to probably be disappointed in the guy that Auburn gets because if you're just looking at numbers, you would say if you were just looking at numbers and you didn't know Peyton Thorne and you put him on another team and he could be eligible to transfer this year, you'd want Peyton Thorne because of his numbers. There's a whole lot more to the story than just numbers. I think Jackson Arnold has a ton of talent, and I think he's going to be a really good college quarterback wherever he goes. I know that his family, while they were in Auburn, I think they really enjoyed it. I think they made some connections. So that's why I think that Auburn is involved. Now, I don't know that, again, I'm not saying he's going to be the guy. I think there's going to be, and we're going to talk about it in a minute, I think there's going to be a lot of other guys that Auburn's, you know, going to evaluate as soon as they enter the portal, and their name's going to be tied to. But this, to me, seems like the most intriguing of the ones that have entered so far, just because of the tools that I think this kid has that could be a very, very good fit at Auburn. Now, let's talk about the gamble that this would be. And we're going to talk about that in just a second, but because I'm going to tell you something that's not a gamble and that is working with Ford Stokes with your retirement and your savings. No gamble whatsoever, because you can go to retirementresults.com/plan and get a free portfolio analysis. That, how you like that gamble? No cost to you. It's a $1,500 plus value. And you can just make sure that what you're doing, you're stretching your dollar as far as you possibly can. You're not paying crazy fees, all that good stuff. And it's no risk to you whatsoever. And on top of that, you're going to make a good friend at the same time. He's an Auburn guy. You can guarantee none of your money is going to go to Alabama's NIL. Tell him we're Eagle. Tell him we sent you. That's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. No matter everything that I just said, okay, all the superlatives, all the things, the traits that Jackson Arnold has, no matter what I just said, it would be a massive gamble. It would be a massive gamble for a number of reasons, okay? Number one, you're going to have to bring in some portal wide receivers. I think you're going to have to bring at least one, maybe two. You're only returning five scholarship wide receivers that have any experience whatsoever, one of which is a redshirt freshman who only played in one game. Not to say they're not all great and they all can be very, very good wide receivers, but you're just not returning a ton of depth at all. So you're going to have to go get some portal wide receivers. So my question is, how tough is it going to be to sell Jackson Arnold's production, to a portal wide receiver, a top portal wide receiver target? It's going to be tough. It's because they have such a quick time to make a decision, maybe all they're going to look at is the stat sheet, and you're going to have to really dive in and go through the things that I just went through and show film and things like that to sell it. It could be tough. You know, it's a lot easier to sell a Cam Ward. It's a lot easier to sell a guy that's got big time passing numbers. Now, his five-star status, and like people know him. Okay. So like the players know him because of how highly rated that he is. So maybe they can see through the production. But hey, it's gonna be a gamble. I mean, that's gonna be a tough one. There's no doubt about that. Hey, you're going to have to sell your current wide receivers. This is the guy, you know, you're going to have to sell them on, this is the guy that we're bringing in to, you know, to help raise your guys' production. This is when they have probably some other attractive, you know, other attractive offers elsewhere. You've heard, I know Florida would love to have Cam Coleman, and you got DJ Lagway there. That you could sell. You're going to have to sell Jackson Arnold to your current wide receivers. That could be a tall task. Again, these guys can see through. They see things differently than us, but just on the hoof, I think that's going to be a tough sell. Not to say it's impossible, but I do think it'll be a tough sell. I think it's going to be a tough sell to the fan base. I really do. I think there's going to be a lot of folks. I've already seen it. A lot of folks that would be like, you know, absolutely not, you know, turning their nose up. No way, no how, no chance. There's no way you can bring that kid to Auburn just because you look at the stat sheet and that's how you judge. That's how you make your decision. So that's going to be tough. So if you go into the year already with the fan base unhappy because this is the quarterback you bring in, if your job is on the line, this makes it a huge gamble to roll with this guy. Like, and when I say if your job's on the line, I put that in quotation marks. If it's the perception is your job is on the line, you definitely can't have another season like you had this year. But if you go into year three, and it doesn't seem like you're able to get that quarterback, coach, offense situation working when the defense is working so well. What a gamble it would be to roll with a guy like this without proven production. The first time he struggles, you go to Baylor. I think the first game is you go on the road at Baylor. if you go on the road at Baylor and you have some similar issues with similar issues at quarterback, similar bogged down issues on offense, and everybody's pointing fingers at the quarterback, it's going to make for a very, very long season, a very, very long season, a very, very miserable season from a fan perspective, from a fan base perspective. It's a gamble. It would be a huge gamble. I don't think you could – you have to be so sure about this kid. You have to be – you have to have done all your homework if this is the kid that you go with. Now, I'm not saying I'm pro or against. I can see the argument for him. I can see the argument against him. But I do think he's somebody that's going to be heavily tied to Auburn until he picks a school. So Auburn's definitely going to be involved here. I don't think this is necessarily the number one guy. There's going to be others. Just be prepared. There's going to be some others. There's going to be some others that haven't announced that they plan to enter the portal yet. There's going to be others that Auburn's going to be tied to, and I don't know the pecking order who's ahead of who. I do believe Jackson Arnold's going to be in the mix, but I don't think that's where the search ends. Now, he may end up being the guy, but I don't think he's the number one top choice. So we'll see who that's going to be. That's closing in soon as far as the portal opening, and it's going to explode. Already kind of is. But I think the quarterback position is obviously going to be the most talked about, the most important. And really, honestly, really needs to be like one of the first things that happens, because the quarterback, we saw what happened with Deuce Knight and the high school recruiting, and how when the recruiting class was seemingly teetering on the edge, as soon as he jumped in, it seemed like it solidified a ton of guys. You added a wide receiver, a really good wide receiver in Sam Turner. The quarterback position is important. You got to get it done, and you got to get it right. And I'm going to be watching this kid's recruitment, because I think he could be heavily. I know he's going to be heavily in the mix. So we'll see what happens. We're only a few days away from the portal actually opening. I honestly have no idea what we're going to do this weekend for shows. It feels like this season's lasted for a year. I definitely know we're going to go live Sunday night. I don't know. May try to come up with something to do tomorrow as well. But y'all hang in there as we transition to recruiting season, to portal season. Should be a lot of fun. Hopefully not a lot of heartbreak. I think Auburn's okay there. I think Auburn's going to be okay on the roster retention side, but we'll talk about it when that were to come up. So, guys, I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Let me know what you think in the comments. Stay away, or hey, let's see what happens with this kid. You can see the possibilities, or is it just absolutely not? Hard no, hard stop. We'll see what happens. Guys, if you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. We're going to be here every single day, except maybe Saturday. I don't know. We'll see moving forward. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.